be a check.
Okay.
You eat.
Chavis Alvavis.
No,
page Yud Beis. Today's Chavis Alvavis is run Daf Yud Beis, the last four lines. He really says a very, I spent a lot of time, relatively speaking, until now. What was his mahalach till now? That seichel is the biggest gift that Hashem gives us, and we have to use our seichel. And seichel and lev is all the same thing, and it makes perfect sense, and it stims that avodas Hashem is primarily based on chavis halvavos, and kavana is the foundation of everything we do. And if the kavana is flawed, then the action's flawed, right? All that had a that was everything up till now. Now, in the next paragraph, he says something that I found puzzling. It's like a different tack on the Chovos Halvavos. V'roi shetei, that you should know, ki hamatora, the point, v'hatoeles, the Chovos Halvavos. So stop right there. So I mean, what has he been talking about up till now? He's been talking about up till now the point and the fact that what we do is really a product of our kavana, of our hearts, of our minds, of our seichel, and that determines what we're doing really, if we're being Avdei Hashem, everything that he talked about up till now. Now he brings up a new point. I found it very fascinating. He brings up a new point. And I'm not sure what he means by Hamatora v'hatoeles, because he's been talking about nothing but Matora v'toeles up till now. And now he comes up with a new point in the importance, in the vitalness of Chovos Halvavos. So I think what he means in the next few lines is like, why did Hashem structure a person this way? Why did Hashem have this, like, there's the outside, the Evarim, and the inside, the Levavos, and everything's determined by the Levavos, and the Chovos Halvavos, and that's so important. Because listen what he says. He says, Amatora batoelos b'chovos halvavos, heim izun niglenu umatzpunenu. It's the hatama, to be matim, that it should stim how we are outwardly and inwardly. In other words, what he's going to say in the next few lines is that it is vital to the very makeup of a person, or else he wouldn't make such a big deal out of this. You can't be a hypocrite. HaKadosh, that's what he says in the next few lines. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates hypocrisy. And you have to be Toho Kabaro. And your inner self has to reflect your outer actions, and your outer actions should reflect your inner thing. And so that's why I think he's talking about now the whole system, the whole structure of Levavos and Evarim, is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be Mechayev, he wants to compel a person that he should have outward things, and he should work on this midah, that he shouldn't be a hypocrite. He should be tocho kabaro. And the Chavis Halvavos says that's what tamim means. When you find the word tamim in the Torah, Noach is sadik tamim hoya b'dorosav, Avram Avinu tamim, tamim tiyem Hashem alokecha. Tamim means that you're tocho kabaro in the Lashon HaGemara. Your outward self, your inner, what's going on inside of you, is matim with the way you project yourself, the way you project your image. Now, now a person who's not perfect is not necessarily a hypocrite. It's important to understand that. I could want to be good, and I'm trying to be good, and I'm struggling, and I know what's right, and I don't make it, you know, and I know I'm not making it. You know, so that doesn't mean I'm a hypocrite. As long as, you know, I'm trying and I'm struggling, and I don't present myself as something other than I am. It's not hypocrisy. If you're not perfect, you're not a hypocrite. Someone came over to me the other day. Interesting. Shyly wanted to know It's an shaila. He was in a shtickle public position, and there was one area in the Torah that he said he couldn't get a grip on. Let's say it wasn't Lashon Hara, but like I was thinking to myself, yeah, welcome to the club, you know. So he wanted to know if he was a hypocrite, you know, if he should not be in that public position anymore. But it turned out, you know, he was struggling with it. He felt bad about it. He wished that he wouldn't be that, you know, he wished he wouldn't be weak. So it's not hypocrisy. But that's what the Chavis Al-Dawda say. Okay, I'm going off on a tangent, because Chavis Al-Dawda says, I don't know, maybe you'll help me with this. I struggled with this because after spending 3, 4, 5 pages setting up why Chavis Al-Dawda is so vital and so fundamental and so important, he's coming from left field now. He says, V'roi Shateda, you should know, Ki Amatora, the goal, V'atoeles, the Chavis Al-Dawda, Heim Izun, the hatama, the making it stim, the making it not coincide, to make not balance. He's about to say that it should be the same. It should be matim. It should be the same. Niglenu matzmanenu. She who shoved them b'mishmas, that they should both be the same b'mishmas l'dvar Hashem, and listening to Hashem. Kadesh Yehushavim, in order that it should be equal. Eidus Halev, Vahaloshon, Vahaevorim, Vahadus Hashem. All parts of man should be working together, and it shouldn't be like. A person shouldn't be self contradictory. He should be emistic. He should be inside the same as outside, what we call Toko Kabaro. The Ya'ameis Kolechem Emes Chaveiro, and you should be able to look at a person and be able to feel confident that that's what's going on inside of him too. The Yod Lo Bekach Velo Yisnagid Lo, it shouldn't be in contradiction, shouldn't be in Velo Yisterehu Vehu Shakosav Kori Oto Tomim. This is the Midah of Tomim that you strive for. Kagon Omro Tomim Tiyam Hashem Elokecha. The Omer Tomim Hoya B'Dorosov, the Omer Holech Tomim Upoel Tzedek, the Dover Emes B'Lavavo, the Omer Askila B'Derech Tomim Masai Tavo Eloi Esalech B'Som Levavi B'Kerav Beisi, the Omer Akosav B'Misha Nogeid Nigleo Es Matzbuno, right, that he was the outward was he was a fine fellow, very frum, but the inside was not like that. B'Lo Hoya Levavo Sholem Im Hashem Elokov. The Omar Apostle in Tehillim, Vayafatuhu Befihem, they were Mefata Hashem, so to speak. Uvelishonam Yechazvu Lo, but Velibam Lo Nochonimo. So he that's why there's a Chavis Halvavah. So that's the importance of Chavis Halvavah. That's the goal. The goal is that you shouldn't be a hypocrite. That a person has an, since a person, he seems to be saying, I don't know, I don't know exactly what his point is. Like, you know, this is why, since a person does have an inside and an outside, this is what he seems to be saying, but pashtus, but I found this difficult to understand. He seems to be saying, since a person has an inside and an outside, since a person has a side to him that people don't see, so the reason there's a chodesh halvavos is that you shouldn't be a hypocrite. That's the push of not in these 10 lines. What I found, right? That's what he says. When you read it, that's what he says. That the reason of the Chavis Halvavos is that someone should not be fooled by you. You shouldn't be a hypocrite. You shouldn't be a walking contradiction. You shouldn't be a phony. You shouldn't be a faker. He says, you should be a tamim. So again, so what I struggled with is like, that's why? Like, I thought the reason was because everything is based on seichel, and everything is determined by your kavana. And that's why the Chavis Halvavos. That's what I found hard. That was my difficulty. Yeah.
What is it dealing up to now with the chiyuv that there's like is chavis halvavos?
Yeah, and now he's saying for Roy Shatei that at the goal of the chavis halvavos.
Now why? What's the chiyuv?
The toelis, he says.
Right, so we haven't dealt with any of this before.
The toelis is not they shouldn't be hypocrites. The toelis is that since your main engine is your kavana, so so we want your kavana to your kavana determines everything, he said till now. Right? If he gave the marshal of a guy that killed someone b'shogeg, he gave the marshal of a person that saved someone's life but he didn't even meant to. So he said, you know, you don't get any credit for that. You know, everything is really dependent on your life. So if he would have, maybe it's a bad translation, maybe the word toelis is the main thing, not matara. Does anybody have the other chavis al-Balbasiyah, the classic one with Ibn Tibon? No, I should have looked it up. Toelis, you could say, the toelis of chavis al-Balbasiyah. It's also a funny thing to say. The toelis is everything we said up till now. So you said another toelis. I would have called it a side benefit. But he makes it not as a side benefit, he makes it into a very, very major thing. That, you know, you know, you say hypocrisy, you say, it's not just a midah tova. Chazal Lubavitch is saying hypocrisy is not just like a nice midah, it's a very major, it's tmimus, it's Hashem wants. Thank you very much. Guess what? It starts from Shari. What? Wrong end. What?
Space.
Sorry. Two volumes.
No, no,
we don't have volumes.
Okay. I have volumes. Okay, if he would have just said Toelis, I would have said like another Toelis. But Matora, he translates. Say, I mean, it's not a big kasha.